And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Bench. Thanks to the Malo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the All-on-4 dental implant system.
Yes, maybe some of the new policies from Peter Dutton might include including dental care under Medicare. Dr. Larry Bench has mentioned this to me many times and sent me a piece from the ABC News this week where there is some fairly serious suggestions that this needs to be looked at. Could we afford it, though, Larry?
I don't know, Steve, but it was a great article, wasn't it? Really went into a lot of depth, and there were some good arguments that the savings that could be made in some areas could be passed on, you know, some of the levies and those sorts of things. But there's no question the population is in desperate, desperate need of it.
Yes, because when you look at, I mean, clearly dental care is not cheap, but when you have such long waiting lists on the public system and it's not covered by Medicare, you get things like 1 in 4 children aged 5 to 10 have untreated tooth decay in their primary teeth, and 1 in 25 Australians aged 15 and over have no natural teeth. Can that be true?
Yeah, exactly. And how many people, you know, how many have you know, just a few teeth left, you know, and it's actually a salient point. Somebody said to me today, a patient said to me today, he said, because he just had his teeth finished, and he said, you just can't believe the impact it's had on me. Just a walk in the park, he said, you know, whereas before I was embarrassed, I was walking, I'd never say hello to anyone, and actually today I was saying hello to people, and my whole demeanour's changed. So, I mean, it's incredible for us who got our teeth and don't have any problems. We just don't even think about it in those terms. So, and the kids especially. And think about the time off work, you know, the lost hours of work, you know, taking your child to be treated and then being accused to have it, or you've got an abscess and you're missing work, you know, so it's costing a fortune. And I think the article was really good because dentistry often gets lost in the fact that it is all related to the body, it is all medicine, but people don't quite think of it like that.
Well, Leslie Russell wrote this piece. There's a couple of really good lines in it, including this one that I thought was really interesting. An Aussie smile is an instant indicator of socioeconomic status, enjoyability and self-esteem. It's also a predictor of physical health. Now, that's really a clever way to put it, because if you've got a really badly decayed set of teeth that are either yellow or missing or whatever, what's your chances when you turn up for a job interview or the person hiring you saying, you beauty, you got a job?
Yeah, zero, really. You know, it's amazing, you know, because if you can be compared to someone who's got a beautiful smile and is out there, so it puts you way behind the eight ball. So,
well, you're never going to get a job in service industry, are you?
No, exactly. Because, you know,
you're going to have someone working as on your front desk who's got 3 teeth? No.
No, absolutely not. So, you know, I think it's something the government just has to find a way to get around it, you know, and for the people in the city, there's, you know, as I said, there's an oversupply of dentists, but in the country, well, I mean, we're just crying out for dental treatment. So, you know, it's all a bit skewed, and it's remained so for many, many administrations. I think it's just going to take someone with some sort of foresight to actually try and turn it around.
How long ago was it that there was a meaningful debate politically to actually do this? I mean, I think Labor has mentioned that they would be keen to, but at what cost is the question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And look, the cost is large. But if you can look at it in compromises in terms of where could we trim here, where can we add there, take it away, maybe a levy a little bit, you know, just try and adjust it a little bit. I think it's so important to the community over the long term. And I think in terms of health, it's going to pay its way back, you know, particularly if we're not having as much sugar, diabetes, all those sorts of things. It's going to come back and be beneficial for us down the track.
Yeah, maybe instead of just having a sugar tax, you do put a tax on sugar drinks that goes direct to funding dental health care under Medicare.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, we've got to come up with something, because we can't just keep our head in the sand and all these people are suffering. And the worst part about it, we would think, you know, in 2018 that things are actually getting better, they're actually getting worse.
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting article. Thank you very much for sending it to me. I'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, sir.
Dr. Larry Bench there from the Malo Clinic. It would be expensive, but I know anybody listening to us out there who suffers with dental issues, you'd be supportive of it 100%.